The Paranormal Podcast is brought to you by Riley Rossmo's new comic, Drumheller. Now, Drumheller 1, the first edition, has already sold out and is already in its second printing. Check out the paranormal detective who is making his mark on the comic world, Drumheller. Visit RileyRossmo.tumblr.com. Get ready for Drumheller.
This is the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold.
Welcome to the Paranormal Podcast. I'm Jim Harold. So glad to be with you once again. And today we're going to talk about a topic and a word that's kind of thrown around. But have we really, and do we really understand what it entails and the power it can mean to us? And I'm talking about the subject of auras. And we have the perfect person on the line to discuss just such a thing, Dr. Susan Shumsky. She is the author of the new book, The Power of Auras, and she has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. She's the author of many books published by companies like Simon & Schuster, Random House, and New Page. A pioneer in the human potential field, she has spent more than 45 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. And we are so glad to have her with us. She is a sought-after media guest and highly acclaimed professional speaker. She has done over 600 speaking engagements and over 600 media appearances since her first book was published, including Women's World, GQ, Cosmopolitan, the LA Times, nationally syndicated in TV and radio on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox News, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and William Shatner's Weird or What? She is featured in the movie Three Magic Words, and she's everywhere, as you may have guessed. And she's here today on the Paranormal Podcast. Dr. Shumsky, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to be here.
So when we talk about an aura, as I said at the head end of the discussion here, we kind of throw that word around. So why don't we start with a definition? What exactly is an aura anyway?
Well, the word aura comes from the Greek, and it means a breath of life, actually, is what it means. And the truth is that the aura, or human energy field, is the aspect of our being that gives us life. There are several layers to the aura, or energy field. And these are called, in Sanskrit, they're called koshas, K-O-S-H-A, kosha.
Right.
And I'll just go through what those five koshas are.
Sure.
The physical body is called the anamaya kosha, which means the food sheath, because it is made of food, it is sustained by food, and it becomes food for something else after death. So that's why it's called the food sheath. And then there is something called the pranamaya kosha, which is the pranic body, the body made of life force energy. Prana is life force energy, or chi, or ki. And life force energy is what brings us our senses, and it also brings us the experience of life. It is the energy that creates life in the body. It is said in the ancient scriptures of India that when prana is in the body is alive, and when prana leaves the body is dead. Prana makes the blood flow through the veins. In other words, it makes the body warm. And it does so many things. I mean, prana is flowing through our subtle body, creating life. And then there's another subtle body. It's called the manamaya kosha, which is the mental sheath. And that is the sheath through which the conscious mind thinks and experiences through the senses. Then we have another one called the Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is the intellect and ego sheath. which is the aspect of our being that makes decisions and that has willpower and so on. And then we have another kosha. It's called the Anandamaya kosha, which means blissful sheath, which is the causal body. And that mm-hmm. causes us to be individuated. It causes us to be a separate individual. It causes us to really have a separate selfhood, shall we say. So these are the five major sheaths that pervade and permeate and surround this physical body. There are also other sheaths, higher sheaths, the higher self, and so on, like the I am, what we call the I am self, or the Atman. It's called the Atman in Sanskrit, which is your higher self, and other aspects of your being, which are higher beings within and around you. But these are the five main sheaths.
In terms of auras, is it something that some people can see with the naked eye, or is that a misnomer? In other words, are there people out there who can look at someone and say, oh, you have a positive aura, you have maybe a not-so-positive aura? Is that kind of thing exist?
Right. There are some people who are clairvoyant or clairaudient or clairsentient. In fact, everyone is to some degree. I would really ask your listeners, have you ever walked into a room and just felt that there was a bad vibration there? Or have you ever met somebody and you could immediately feel if that person was angry or if that person had kind of a bad vibe or if they were really warm and open and had a really good vibe? Okay, well, any person who has that kind of sensing, you're reading. You're actually reading somebody's aura. You're reading through clairsentience, which means clear feeling. But there are some people who have clairvoyance. Some people have clairvoyance better with their eyes closed, where they can see visions internally with their third eye. And some people can see better visions with their eyes open, where they can actually see auras around people and colors and all kinds of things. Some people just see energy around people. Some people see actual colors, or they might even be able to perceive anomalies in the energy field, such as tears, rips, holes, and that sort of thing. So it really depends upon how much of your inner sensing you have developed. And anyone can develop it. It's not, you know, it's just like learning any skill, like learning to play the piano or learning math or learning to spell or whatever it is. You can learn to see auras. It's not rocket science. Anyone can do this.
And proving that anyone can host a podcast, here I am. And we'll be right back with the Paranormal Podcast after this. The Paranormal Podcast is brought to you by Riley Rossmo's new hit comic, Drumheller. Now, the first issue of Drumheller is already sold out and on its second printing. So you should check out this paranormal detective who will make his mark and has made his mark on the comic world, Drumheller. You can visit rileyrossmo.tumblr.com to get an idea of the comic and get ready for Drumheller. We're so pleased to be working with a listener who loves the show and is a comic genius. And he's created this new comic book hero named Drumheller, who investigates bizarre happenings in and around local rural communities. Everything ranging from the paranormal to the existential to the criminal. Now, I have gotten to read that first issue, and boy, it was a thrill a minute. And you got to check it out. Now, you can go over to Riley's site at rileyrossmo.tumblr.com. That's rileyrossmo.tumblr.com to kind of check it out online. Also, any of your local comic stores should have it. In Canada, Riley recommends up in Calgary a store called Another Dimension. And some other ones in the States, you might want to check out midtowncomics.com online or mailordercomics.com online. And you got to check this out. The first edition has been a mega hit. It's already sold out. They're on the second printing. They're now doing the second printing of it. So I just think it's great. I come from the tradition, remember Kolchak the Night Stalker and David Banner and those kind of things. And this has taken it into the 21st century. You have this paranormal detective, and these visions that he sees are so bizarre, they're shock-induced. And they drive him to a small town filled with werewolves, demons, and his ex-girlfriend. Now, it comes from one of the best minds in comics today, artist and creator Riley Rossmo. You may know him from the Rebel Blood series, so you've got to check it out. Visit RileyRossmo.tumblr.com to see some of the panels and see the genius of Riley Rossmo at work. And then check with your local comic store, those outlets that we mentioned, and get ready for the new comic book hero. It's a big hit. It's Drumheller. Make sure to get the second edition coming soon. Drumheller.
Jim's upgrading his computer for 2014 to keep the shows going strong. This holiday season, please do your shopping via Jim's Amazon.com links at jimherold.com. You'll get the same great price and selection, while Jim will receive a small commission to assist with his equipment upgrades. Happy holidays, and now we return you to the Paranormal Podcast.
We're on the Paranormal Podcast. Our guest is Dr. Susan Chomsky. She is the author of the new book, The Power of Auras. Tap into your energy field for clarity, peace of mind, and well-being. Now, Dr. Chomsky, I'd ask you before, can people see auras? And you said definitely yes, that there are some people who can, and we can train ourselves to do this sort of thing. Is there any mechanical equipment out there that can videotape and that type of thing, auras? Is that possible?
Well, actually, very interestingly, the people that have studied auras through instruments most are the ones from Russia. And this started with Kirlian photography way back in the early 1900s mm-hmm. with this man Kirlian from Russia who... He had his camera, and he was able to see around living things. He was able to see these energy fields and so on. And this was in the early 20th century. And he first photographed the aura in a field of high-frequency electrical currents. And then after... he did that, and he was able to see all these amazing-looking phenomena around the living things and beautiful-looking things and quite stunning photographs that he took. And then after that, many other Russians studied this energy field using Kirlian photography. Mm-hmm. And most recently... There have been some really amazing researchers who have been involved with this research in Russia again. And I'm just looking in the book here. For example, the most recent that I know of is Konstantin Korotkov. Mm-hmm. And he is at the St. Petersburg State Technical University in Russia. And he developed something called the GDV, or gas discharge visualization. It's a system of electrophotonics that creates stunning real-time photos and videos of humans and various organisms and water and gemstones. And his device can report potential health abnormalities prior to the earliest symptoms, and it also suggests remedies. And it is being used right now throughout Russia and Europe to diagnose and cure. But going back, you know, there have been others from Russia, really. Victor Inyushin was one of the major ones who studied the bioplasmic energy field, what they call the bioplasmic energy field, and the Popov group also, and Pop also. You know, there's just a whole lot of them, and some in China as well that have studied. So it's been quite well researched, and this new device called the GDV apparently is really quite profound, and it can show the human energy field as well as probably better than the Curlian camera.
Now, here's the thing. Here's a question I have. It seems like some people are just positive naturally and some people are just negative naturally and everything in between on the continuum. Are we born with a certain aura, or do we create our aura by our attitudes and our actions?
That is a really good question, Jim, because in the ancient scripture called the Dhammapada, which is the most important scripture in Buddhism, Lord Buddha tells us in the very first verse of the first chapter of that scripture, he tells us all that we are is the result of what we have thought. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. He says, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And then he goes on to say in the next verse, he says, if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So what Lord Buddha is telling us in this verse, and by the way, so many spiritual teachers have said the same thing or paraphrased this, you know, throughout the ages. And in fact, he wasn't the first one to come up with it. It's from the ancient scriptures of India that you would read about all this same thing in the ancient scriptures of China. It's everywhere. That we are creating our destiny, our reality, moment by moment, through our thoughts, through our words, and through our deeds. So we're creating our destiny. We are attracting to ourselves, into our energy field, that which we put out, that which we project from the energy field. It's just like if you drop a pebble in the center of a pond and the radiations of the ripples go out from the center of that place where the pebble was thrown and goes out to the edge of the pond. And then it just comes back. When it hits the edge, it comes back the same way it was sent out. Similarly, every thought, every word, every deed that we have goes out into the universe. It does not stop at the edge of our energy field, by the way. It doesn't stop at the edge of our aura. It continues to go out to affect everyone and everything around us and come back to us just as it was sent. So we are responsible for what we have deposited into our energy field, what we have attracted into our energy field, what we project from our energy field. We're 100% responsible for all of that. And we've created it ourselves, either in this lifetime or in a past lifetime.
You mentioned something called a psychic sponge. What is a psychic sponge?
A psychic sponge is a person who absorbs energy around them, just as a sponge absorbs water, and indiscriminately, actually. They're just soaking up all the vibrations around them. So such a person, when they leave their home in the morning, they start to absorb all the energies of the thought form, the thoughts, emotions of people around them, the thought form in their environment, the habits, conditioning, all the things that is around them, they're absorbing that all day long. And especially if they're dealing with the public, it's very hard on them because they're absorbing all these energies from all these different people. Then by the end of the day, they come back home and collapse, you know, because they felt like they've just been dragged through the mud all day. And if that sounds familiar to anyone who's listening, then you know that you're definitely a psychic sponge. It's not a bad thing to be a psychic sponge. What it just means is that you're extremely sensitive. You probably have psychic abilities. You might be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, because if you're absorbing all these vibrations, it means you're open to them. You're like an empath or whatever you want to call it, an intuitive, a psychic. And many people complain of this kind of problem of being a psychic sponge. It's really important that you learn how to close your aura off to the lower aspects of the astral world, to the astral world, and to the mental world, and to your environmental world. It's really important to learn how to close off your aura to these lower planes and only open your aura to the spiritual world. And I have a great affirmation I can teach everybody if you want to.
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay, so this affirmation will help you, especially if you're a psychic sponge, but I recommend it for everyone because everyone needs greater inner strength, more self-authority, more self-empowerment, and that's what this particular affirmation does. And it is incredibly powerful. And when you say this affirmation, please say it as if your higher self were saying it through you rather than your ego. In other words, don't say the affirmation from the ego. Say it from your higher self as though. Just pretend. Pretend as though your higher self is saying it. That's all you need to do. So it goes like this. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mine, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. That sounds extremely, extremely powerful. Now, when it comes to auras, we might think that it just extends to having a positive attitude and feeling better. What benefit can having, for lack of a better phrase, a good aura? How can that impact your life in other ways?
Wow, it really impacts your life in all kinds of ways. Because if you have a lot of pranic energy flowing through your energy field, it means you're incredibly healthy. And the added benefit is that you're incredibly charismatic. You have magnetic attraction. And what you attract is money, wealth, happiness, love, and you are influential. People want to be around you. That's the advantage of having a strong, powerful energy field. The biggest movie stars, politicians, famous people, celebrities, they all have a lot of pranic energy flowing through their subtle body. That's why it's as if they glow. And people are magnetized to them.
So when we talk about a star having it,
right,
it factor, that's the aura.
It is. It's your pranic energy. It has nothing to do with how you look. Certainly, there's a lot of not so great looking stars and celebrities. It has nothing to do with physical characteristics. It has to do with an energy field, with a magnetic, charismatic property, and that can be enhanced through greater pranic energy flowing through your energy field.
So the it factor, that would even seem to me to extend to something like your love life.
Absolutely. Marilyn Monroe, somebody like her who's like an icon, who has incredible animal magnetism. It means that she had tremendous pranic energy flowing through her energy field that attracted people. She was charismatic. And, you know, it's inexplicable in many cases. You know, you don't see, you know, why does that person have the it factor? But it's because they have an energy around them.
What is one of the biggest, misnomers and misunderstandings about the aura?
Oh, Well, that's an interesting question, and I don't know the answer. I think you better edit that one out.
I love when I do that. No.
Let me think for a minute.
That's
here.
All right. You think a minute. I can edit Quora. Your thinking out.
I don't think people know enough about the aura to have a misnomer or a misunderstanding about it. They don't even know what it is.
And how often does your aura change? In other words, is it change from day to day, depending on what kind of day you're having? Is it something that's more static? How fluid is the aura?
Oh, that's really a good question. The thing is that there is an underlying, usually like a color of a person's energy field, but there are various colors that show up, come in, go out, fluctuate all the time, depending on your current emotional state. So the aura is really always changing according to what emotions you are experiencing at that moment.
Interesting. And so if somebody is hearing this for the first time and they're not really, they've never really thought about their aura, and certainly picking up the book, I'm sure, is one of the things that they could do to get on that path. But what are some of the simple things that they can start to do to start to become more cognizant of their aura and go about evolving it in a positive way?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do to strengthen your energy field. And there's also things you could do to become more aware of it. If you want to, for example, see auras, you could use something like what I call the mirror gazing exercise, where you just sit in front of a mirror with a kind of a blank background behind you, like a blank wall or something, mm-hmm. and just gaze at the mirror in a, not real bright sunlight or anything, just in kind of indoors.
Right.
And looking at your own aura. And how you would do that is just kind of gaze at your forehead with what's called soft focus. You have to learn how to use soft focus in order to see auras. Now, what do I mean by soft focus? It means your eyes are almost, well, it's like they're not, you know how your eyes are built for them to be able to create one picture.
Right.
And I don't really understand the science of it or anything, or the anatomy of it, but I do know that you've got two eyes, yet you're only seeing one picture.
Yeah, well, stereoscopic focus, vision or something like that, yeah.
Pardon me?
I think it has something to do with stereoscopic vision, the merging, yeah.
Exactly. So soft focus would mean you're actually dismembering that.
Right.
You're kind of seeing through both your eyes at the same time. And an example would be if you've ever seen those embedded pictures where you stare at the embedded pictures for
yes,
a while.
Yes.
With soft focus. And then
something pops up. Yes.
Yes. A 3D image will pop up, like a butterfly or a teacup or whatever it happens to be, or an entire landscape. You know, some of them are very complicated.
Right.
So you're looking, you're staring at this. They call them magic eye photos, actually. And that's the kind of vision that you need in order to successfully see auras. So it's almost like double vision or something. But it works. And if you can get into that soft focus kind of daydreamy vision when you are sitting in front of a mirror, that will help you to see auras. But I actually would recommend something even better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be to sit with somebody, with a partner, a friend, you know, loved one, or whatever. And you both close your eyes. You go into like a meditation by taking a few deep breaths. And then you simply sort of ask, you do a little prayer, you ask spirit to show you the other person's aura with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because most people can see auras better with their eyes closed than with their eyes open.
Right.
So I really recommend that you try an exercise like that, which will help you develop your clairvoyant sight. Internal clairvoyant sight.
Here's a question.
And in my book, The Power of Auras, I have, I think, one or more chapters where there are tons of exercises to help you develop the ability to see auras, specific exercises.
Is this a wisdom that the movers and shakers of society are tuned into, the politicians, as you said before, the movie stars? Is this something that they know about and they're using to their benefit?
I doubt that they know about it consciously. They were just born like that. And people get born like that, not for, you know, not because of nothing. They get born like that because they've been developing this energy from past lives.
So it's almost like a great golfer, for example.
Exactly.
He has naturally a great swing. He doesn't know why he naturally has a great swing, but he has that and the rest of us can achieve that, but we have to work a little harder.
That's correct. There are child prodigies, and the reason they are child prodigies is because all of your skills, all of your abilities go with you from lifetime to lifetime. So if you've developed the ability to play the piano, for example, in a past life, then as a child, well, wow, you have this amazing facility to play the piano, and you don't know why. But in fact, nothing ever comes from nothing. You've worked at it in past lives.
There's certain things that I've always been good at, and then let's just say I'm sure that I was not an athlete in a past life. Now, Doctor,
neither was I.
Dr. Susan Shumsky, it's been a joy to talk to you today about this. This is a fascinating topic, but let people know where they can find out more about your work and where they can actually pick up on this book, because it sounds absolutely fascinating. And if you're into self-improvement and so forth, it sounds like a necessary tome to pick up. So where could we find such a thing and all the information on all of your great work?
Well, I have a website. It's www.drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. And I have another website, which is divinetravels.com. That's divinetravels.com. And in that website, you can check out the upcoming travels, tours, sacred destinations, and so on. We're going on a cruise, for example, April 2014, going to the Western Caribbean, with a whole seminar at sea and a conference at sea, and spiritual, new age, whatever you want to call it, a paranormal. We have it all. We'll have UFO, we'll have night vision goggles for seeing UFOs. We'll have people who study ETs, you know, disclosure people. We'll have near-death experience people. We'll have spiritual teachers like me. We will have conspiracy theory people. I mean, we'll just have the whole gamut. It'll be a great, great experience. And psychics, channelers, everything.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, we're going to have fun. That's April of 2014. And also in 2015, January, there will be a cruise, another cruise, similar, just a different itinerary, going to different places, going to the Eastern Caribbean.
That sounds great. Well, Dr. Susan Shumsky, thank you so much for joining us today on the Paranormal Podcast and talking to us about the power of auras.
My pleasure, Jim.
Well, I certainly hope that you enjoyed this edition of the Paranormal Podcast. And there are two other things that I want to mention that I think you'll enjoy if you've not had a chance to check them out. One is a special sale going on this month over at my Paranormal Plus Club. You can get great deals on either monthly or yearly new memberships. And the way to do that is to go over to jimherald.net, click on the green sale button. That's the green sale button. And you will see really what's the best sale of the year that we've had so far on the programs. 720 episodes that you cannot hear currently unless you're a member. 260 of those are Plus Club shows that have never been on the free feed, plus all of the great archives of the Campfire and the Paranormal Podcast over the last 8 years. Check it out, jimherald.net, and you click on the big green button, not to mention all the great paranormal webinar courses that are over there that you can look at 24/7. Those are a big benefit too. Also, I hope you check out my book, now $2.99 on the Kindle. I raised the price for a while on the Kindle, and I just decided I wanted as many people to read the book as they could, so I brought that back down to $2.99. The easy way to get to that is just to go to jimherold.com and click on the banner for the book, and that will take you right over, and you can pick up the book. And it's a great holiday gift, I think. If you've got somebody who is into the supernatural, you know, and there's the Matchbook program where you can buy the paperback and then pick up the Kindle for the reduced price. So what you could do is you could buy somebody a paperback and pick up the Kindle book for a reduced price. I think that's a great deal. You know, you kind of do well and do good at the same time. Do good and do well. I forget how that expression goes, but I know how this expression goes. Thank you for tuning into the show this week, and we hope you enjoyed it, and we will talk to you next time on the Paranormal Podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Now for the legal disclaimer. We do not accept money from publishers or content producers in exchange for interviews. However, as with most media outlets, in the majority of cases, we do receive complimentary copies of books and DVDs that we feature on our podcasts. Your purchases of books, DVDs, and other items via our Amazon.com links benefit Jim Harold and JimHarold.com and help us continue our programming. The sponsor messages you hear on the programs are paid endorsements, although we really do like them. For the full disclaimer, go to jimherold.com, and thanks for listening.